Romans 6, 15 to 23. Union with Jesus, part 4. We are not slaves of sin, but slaves of righteousness. Intro. A man was walking down the street in Los Angeles one day and saw a man coming toward him with a sign hung over his shoulders. The sign read, "I am a slave of Christ." After the man with the sign had passed, he turned and saw another sign on his back that said, "Whose slave are you?" This passage makes it clear that we will either be slaves of Jesus or slaves of sin. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, we need you. We need your love. We need your grace. And we need your life every day. Speak to us and reveal more of Christ to us through your word today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Let's read verses 15 to 18. "What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that when you offer yourselves as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, leading to death, or obedience, leading to righteousness? But thanks be to God that though once you were slaves of sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were committed. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness." The first meditation question is from verse 15. Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Why or why not? In verse 15, Paul brought up a question critics would ask. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? Paul's answer was loud and clear. Of course not. Sin shall not be your master. Grace means freedom from the judgment and accusation of the law, but it is not a license to sin. Paul continues to, in easy to understand language, you will be a slave of whoever you obey. If you obey sin, you'll be a slave of sin. If you obey God, you will become a slave of righteousness. We have a choice. The next meditation question is, explain verse 18. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. What does this mean? Modern people don't like to be identified with the word slave and don't want to think that they could be a slave of anyone or anything. However, we will indeed either be slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness. We must serve either of two masters. Either we will serve sin or we will serve God. There is no neutral ground. Jesus said in John 8:34, "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Jesus sets us free from guilt, shame, and judgment through the cross. However, we are not forgiven so that we can commit more sin, but so that we can be free from sin's penalty and from sin's power. Jesus also said in John 8:36, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Only Jesus can set people free from sin. We will either be slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness. Being a slave to righteousness does not mean bondage, but freedom. Jesus sets us free from slavery to sin into the freedom of serving him. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. To be a slave of Jesus Christ is true freedom. He gives us the power and the joy of being slaves of righteousness by his indwelling life. Let's read verses 19 to 21. "I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to escalating wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. For when you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation of righteousness. What fruit did you reap at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The outcome of those things is death." The meditation question for verse 19 is, what is our part in walking in righteousness? Paul repeated in verse 19 what he had already said in verse 13. Offer your bodies to God as slaves of righteousness. Our part in walking with righteousness is to offer ourselves as slaves to God. In verse 19, Paul said, offer the parts of your body to righteousness just as you used to offer them to wickedness. Our body parts include our minds, our ears, our eyes, tongue, hands, feet, and our whole body. We can use each part of our body for evil or for good. Paul said he was speaking in human terms, referring to being slaves of sin or slaves to righteousness. Before coming to faith in Christ, we used our bodies for impurity and wickedness. We were slaves to sin, which produced shame and death. Paul said, you used to do those things. Now offer yourselves as slaves of righteousness leading to holiness. The next meditation questions are, first, give examples of fruit we bore when we were slaves to sin, and what is the fruit of being slaves of righteousness? We can see the fruit of slavery to sin, in most movies and television programs today. The world wants to deny God and promote immorality. In movies and TV programs, people commit endless acts of violence, cheating, lying, and sexual immorality without consequence or penalty. In the real world, however, sin produces death, shame, guilt, broken relationships, broken marriages, and unhappiness. People become slaves to drugs, sex, pornography, alcohol, and selfishness. The fruit of righteousness includes the following: joy, friendships, goodness, serving others, good relationships, healthy marriages and families, peace, and the life of Jesus being revealed in us and through us. Now let's look at verses 22 and 23. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the fruit you reap leads to holiness, and the outcome leads to eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus our Lord. The last meditation question is, explain verses 22 and 23 as if you were explaining them to a friend. I have quoted Romans 6:23 hundreds of times in my life, usually to point out that all people sin, and sin produces death. This is true. However, it's important to point out that the bad fruit of sin comes from the root of the sin nature. By contrast, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ. God forgave our sins through Christ's sacrifice on the cross and took away our guilt and shame. But that is not all. He gave us a new root. He disconnected us from our sin root and connected us to the righteous root of Christ. He lives in us and produces good fruit through us as we stay connected with him. The theme of Romans chapter 6, from the beginning to the end, is our union with Jesus. We are dead and alive in him. We are one with him. Jesus said in Matthew 7:18, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. The fruit comes from the root. Our sinful nature cannot produce good fruit. God gave us a new nature in Christ. He will not produce good fruit through our old nature. God's solution to our sin nature is not to reform it, but to kill it through our union with him in his death. We stay connected and produce the fruit of righteousness by continuing to offer ourselves to God as slaves of righteousness. As I already said, we do not like to think of ourselves as slaves, even as slaves of righteousness. We need to see that there are two kingdoms, the kingdom ruled by the king of sin and the kingdom ruled by the king of righteousness. We will be slaves of one or the other. Which will you choose? God has provided everything we need. We must choose who will rule us, who will be our master. I can hear what is going through the minds of some people saying, I don't want to be a slave. I think the real issue is that you don't want to be ruled by anyone but yourself. We want to receive God's blessings, but we don't want to submit to his rule. like the sign said, I am a slave of Christ. Whose slave are you? Let's pray. Lord, we choose you. We choose to be slaves of righteousness rather than slaves of sin. We offer our bodies, our time, and our whole lives to you as slaves of righteousness. You are a king who rules through love, grace, and mercy. You offer your life to us, and we offer ourselves back to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.